Hi guys, it's Amy Talk.
How you guys doing?
And I kind of feel like this is like a therapy session. Because we're still kind of like getting over the fact that...
we don't have tickets.
No, not only that, but it was just the way that it happened.
Yeah.
Like...
that was probably the worst thing.
Like we always call it Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But I was like... like it's escalated to Squid Games. It has gone from Hunger Games to Squid Games, trying to get BTS tickets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So just to recap, quick, we got the special code for previous ticket holders for Map of the Soul. Yep. That did not work out because we kept getting some weird error code. We tried for 2 hours to get tickets and didn't get anything. Then Ticketmaster said that they couldn't verify my ARMY membership.
Yep,
so then
so
we didn't get access to ARMY Day. Then they said you're a verified fan, but there's so many verified fans, we can't let all of them buy on Verified Fan Day. So we didn't get that either. So then on Saturday, when like general sale was supposed to be happening, like, we got in, and there weren't any tickets. But we didn't get in, like, right at the beginning. We kind of were like, oh, yeah, hey, tickets were on sale today. Let's just check. And there wasn't anything.
No tickets.
But apparently, there weren't any even at the start of Saturday sales.
Yep.
They were already all gone to pre-sale, which is messed up.
Which is really messed up.
Because then, like, quote-unquote, normal people didn't even have a chance.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
People who maybe can't afford to have ARMY memberships.
Membership,
or people who don't aren't very tech savvy and don't know how to be a verified fan, or you know, or maybe like parents who wanted to buy them for their kids, but don't even know about all those other pre-sale things.
Yep.
You know, like they didn't even get a chance.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so sad?
That is so sad. That is so sad.
So,
you want to talk about the girl you saw at dance?
So we went to one of my dance classes, and how we approached the girl was she was wearing a BTS mask. So we started talking about BTS, and we were talking about this show coming up, and we were like, yeah, we tried to get tickets, but we kept getting an error code. We were like, we did the pre-sale ones, and we did the ARMY ones, and then the verified fans, and we're like, and we didn't get any of them. We're like, we have no clue what happened. And she's like, well, like, the same thing happened to me. She's like, I couldn't get anything. Did she say that the code popped up for her, too?
I think she did, yeah.
Yeah. So she said that the code popped up for her, too, and that she couldn't get anything. And,
and she also said that, like, some of her ARMY friends also said that they weren't able to be verified ARMY either.
Yep.
Like, what the heck?
And she said that she was asking different friends if they could, like, log in and, like, try and buy her something because she thought it was something on her end.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't sound... so, that, we were like, okay, like, we're not the only ones who this
happened to. Yeah, in a way that made us feel better.
Yeah. And then, right now, you just got on your phone, and what did you find out?
Oh, my God. So, I found this article, and it says, the headline is, BTS... fans cry quote-unquote rip-off over ticketing issues for SoFi Stadium shows. Okay. So, it just says that there were, like, system failures, codes that didn't work. It said sky-high ticket prices. Okay. I don't know what they were later on.
Yeah.
But, like, the day that we were actively looking,
the highest was
$275. Now, that's not, like, completely unreasonable. Because, when we were going to go, when we were in Vegas and I was like, maybe we'll see Bruno Mars, tickets were, like, $800 or $900 for him. And I was like, no thanks.
That's sky high price.
That's really high. So, $275, I was like, okay, at least they're not out of control yet.
Yeah.
Until the resellers get involved.
Yep. Then resellers are like, 900, 950. Yeah.
So I guess a lot of people were, I mean, understandably upset that there was so many pre-sale groups. Yeah. They're like, why are you doing so many pre-sale? You're not going to have anything left. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything left.
I totally agree with that because you had the VIP pre-sale. You had the pre-sale for the other people who had bought Map to the Soul. Then you had Army. And then you had Verified Fan. That's four groups right there. And you figure, like us, there's people who have more than one. And so they can get more and more tickets instead of just using those to get their own, you know what I mean? And then it soon enough turns into like resellers buying those memberships just so that way they can buy tickets and resell them, obviously. And then nothing being left for like the people who
I think
don't know how to do that.
In part, I think BTS is a first on so many levels. Mm-hmm. Like, the world doesn't even know how to handle a group that's this popular. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe, had it been a world tour announcement, you wouldn't have had the whole world trying to fight for these four shows.
Yeah. I mean, there's four shows, and there's only so many people they can fit in per show. You know what I mean? And especially if people, like, buy more than one show or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to take away more and more places, you know what
and
I mean?
And I think there was a lot of demand because it could be Jin's or their last show as a full group for a while.
Uh-huh. So I think a lot of people really wanted to come to this. And I just think that with everything that was happening, it caused tech failure.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. How many times has ARMY broken
the internet?
V Live. Like, we break V Live all the time. Yeah. Like, it's legit. Like, there are so many of us, you know? The other thing that I kind of thought was because of the, like, high demand, I almost get the impression that everyone who could potentially be seen as a VIP is like, hey, so-and-so, like, can you get me BTS tickets? Or, you know, I'm the CEO of this. Can somebody get me BTS tickets? My daughter really loves them. And so I think there were so many people, like VIP people, who wanted
really
tickets
wanted
too.
Them.
And so there was just nothing.
Almost.
There was just nothing. And it wasn't just their fault. Like, it was all of these things together. But I just don't even think, like, Ticketmaster even knew what they were getting themselves into, you know? Okay, so let me read this quote from this person, okay? So I think this was on some, like, K-pop site, okay? And she said, I effing hate Ticketmaster. I had a code to buy, and I'm going to kind of read it verbatim. So she didn't, like, type it all out, so it kind of doesn't make sense, but I'm just going to read what she typed. I had a code to buy today and kept getting the error 007 for like 45 minutes. Tickets were vanishing in front of my eyes. I got in to buy within 15 minutes of opening. Finally got tickets only to be told it couldn't process my card. All my payment info is up to date. I never had so much trouble trying to buy before. I'm hoping to get another shot tomorrow if I get an email. If not, I'm going to have to buy resale. This sucks. Did I say how much I hate Ticketmaster? And I just felt like this is
literally us.
This was totally us. Mm-hmm. What is this stupid 0007 code? Like, we were like, we can't do anything.
Yep.
We can't do it. And like we said, like, we would click on tickets, we'd get the error message, we'd go to like five other sections, go back to that section, try to get the exact same tickets that were still showing up.
And I remember I told you, I was like, I'm just gonna keep trying for this one section.
Yeah.
And those seats were still available. But it just wasn't processing whatever it was. Yeah. It just kept bringing me the error code, but it was like, no, seats 15 are still available. And I was like, how come I cannot get these?
We couldn't get anything.
And like, I would check like even a few minutes later, just to make sure that I wasn't going crazy and someone else didn't buy them. And they were still there. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. Like, well, okay. And like, there were some serious glitches. I mean, but for us too, to have three of the four pre-sale days, like we should have had three of the four,
And you think we would have got something.
Yeah.
Nosebleed seats, anything.
But to, like, get the error code on the day we could actually get in, then get our Army membership unverified, which is ridiculous, and then not be a chosen verified fan. I'm like, this is nuts. This is crazy. And, like, I don't know. Like I said, I just really feel for people who, like, didn't even have access to those three pre-sales. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who were just solely waiting for them to
Saturday,
go on
and then there wasn't even anything left. Yeah,
there wasn't even, I mean, like you said, like, there was, like, nothing at the beginning.
I mean, how did they organize pre-sale then, you know?
They, like, and I know that, I wish maybe instead of doing a whole pre-sale thing for people who bought Map of the Soul tickets, maybe they'd give them, like, a discount.
Well, you know what's funny?
What's funny?
Okay. Uh-oh. This is just more conspiracy stuff, okay?
Oh, gosh, okay.
I don't even know what I should say, because it's not a fact. This is not a fact. This is pure speculation. Let me just say that right now.
Okay.
But I bet.
You bet.
That they refunded us once they knew there was going to be another show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, instead of just honoring our original tickets for this new show that's coming up, they're like, let's just clear it all out and start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just got our refund, like, right before I moved here. So I moved here beginning of September. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure there were already...
No, I'm sure they already
There were
knew.
Talks yeah. about this. And then they were like, well, let's just start over.
Refund everyone. And now they can have the money to pay for this.
Or something. Or something. I don't know how they were going to do it. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know. But that was just weird timing.
I mean, I would think so. I don't even think that's conspiracy. I think that that's business. Because if I was on their end and, like, BTS told me, hey, I'm pretty sure we're going to do a show in November, December, and we just wanted to let you know, I'd be like, okay, well, let me refund these people, because then maybe half of them will at least spend it on you guys again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that's what I would do.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't know how it works, but I just think that once they knew there was going to be another show, they were like,
let's refund them.
Let's just clear them out and do all the other ones. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't, that part I really don't know, but something sneaky. Very, very sneaky.
Well, why do you think that that's sneaky? I don't see how that's
I just feel, I don't know. Like, why not, if you know that there's another show, why not just let the people who had tickets
go? Because they want everyone to have a fair chance. And not everyone.
No, but we all had a fair chance when we bought for the other tickets. Like, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
No,
I don't know. I just feel like there was something sneaky about, let's cut everybody loose and then make them try again. Instead of just letting those who have tickets. Do you know what I mean? There was something in that. And not...
But they kind of did, because I think it would be way harder to try and save all those people's tickets, because there's too many people who are going to go for them to all fit into SoFi. You know what I mean?
So I think SoFi is about the same size as I mean, maybe it was a venue thing, maybe because it's not at the Rose Bowl.
Was it Map of the Soul?
It was Rose Bowl, which is a big stadium.
Wasn't it a world tour, though?
Yeah, but...
So, are you suggesting that just everyone in LA, like,
the LA? I don't know. I don't know. No. I'm just saying, like, that was weird timing. Do you know what I mean? Like, to refund everyone only to have another show again.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from, but I also think... I think that that's what I would have done. Because... You have to give everyone an even playing field. You know what I mean? And they gave us an advantage by giving us a code.
That's true.
So.
That's true, but I don't know. I just think that there was something strange. I don't know. I wish I had more, like, I wish I could say more, but
yeah,
it was just weird timing to me. Like, why not? I don't know. Maybe because, like you said, it wasn't a full world tour. So they couldn't honor everybody, so they were like, well, we can't just keep the LA people, yeah. I guess.
Because I don't think that that would be fair, because can you imagine if we lived...
No, I don't think that's fair either. I'm just saying, like, there's something weird in the timing of that. You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyways.
I think that's interesting that you view it that way, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But I just think that this... I'm really interested to see what Big Hit, BTS, and Ticketmaster all have to say about this. And I don't know, because you can use different, buying platforms, right, for the same show?
Like No, there's usually just one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like whoever gets the contract
sponsor
for that.
Or something. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just really interested to see how they're going to... How I don't want to say fix it, and I don't want to say make it up to us, but I guess I'll just say what they're gonna say about all of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like this is what happened, and this is why. Cause I honestly just want to know what happened. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it was just major, like unpreparedness, and like tech errors, and too much pre-sale.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah. So there was 4 pre-sale groups. Mm-hmm. Like, that is... I think that they really wanted to be able to give, like I said, like, to give everyone an even playing field and to give people, like, the code that... Because they're like, well, you guys did end up buying tickets. You know what I mean? You had to go through that. But I don't know if that was ideal. You know, like, if that was realistic.
Well, I mean? I think it is in theory. Yeah. But when you have, like... 3 million people online on your server all at one time.
For one show.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
You know, there's gotta be another way.
Something else for them to...
Like more days, like spread it out over more days. Okay, your army, your last name starts with a Y. Like you buy on Tuesday. Everybody else buys on Thursday. I don't know, something like that. But just to make it like... longer since there's so many people
servers can
only handle so many.
Well, and I was gonna say, I wonder if they do that, if they can like save seats, you know what I mean? So these are the only seats you guys can pick from.
Well, that's what I thought this was gonna do.
If they do 2 seats and they skip 2 seats, you know what I mean?
I thought that's what they would do. I thought like pre-sale would be like, okay, we'll sell like, you know, 60% from every section in pre-sale, then that'll leave 40% in every section for general when it goes on public sale on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I guess not. I don't know.
I just think that would have been better because I feel like a lot of people go... If you can arrange it so that there's 2, you know what I mean? Like, if it's like I said, like you do 2 seats and then the next 2 seats are skipped and then you do 2 seats and then the next 2 seats are skipped because a lot of people go in pairs. And then, like, they can have someone else there, you know, so they're not alone.
Well, yeah.
So I think that's super ideal.
But
like,
I don't know. And maybe they did do that. I don't even know.
I don't even know
what happened. And, like, is Ticketmaster going to release a statement? The only statement I've seen from them was the statement saying there's no tickets available for Saturday's public sale.
Okay.
That was, like, the only thing I've seen from them.
Okay.
And, like, not to say it's all their fault.
No, yeah.
But... there has to be some accountability. Like, I think if it would be different if we were all just upset that we didn't get tickets.
But it's not that.
But there's, like, the error code.
I think we feel kind of robbed, you know what I mean?
Well, there's the error code. There's the army that's saying that they were told they're not verified.
Verified fans?
And we're like, what? But I have my army card.
Like, it says right here, you know what I mean? Like...
yeah,
I have an account.
So like, I don't. I mean, obviously that wasn't set up right. Like how to verify army, and like I know they know how because Map of the Soul. That's how we got our Map of the Soul tickets is from our army account.
Yep. I don't really know what happened. Like,
I don't know either.
I think at this point, I'm just gonna kind of block it out of my head and just see what they all say.
I don't even, and you know what, like...
you don't even care what they say.
Whatever. No, I care what they say, but I'm not like that upset I'm not going for whatever reason, but I think I'm just curious, like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing.
It was so, I think that, but the sucky part is I feel like, this happens a lot with their concerts because there's so many of us and they don't realize how fast the fandom grows. So, I mean, this has not been the first time where people are like, Ticketmaster. Or Access or something. That's why, because I was going to say Access. Like, it's unprepared, you know what I mean? They're like, they didn't know how many of us there were.
No.
Like, they didn't know how to deal with that many people. Because look at, like, I mean, like you said, like, we've not only crashed, like, Be Live, but look at, like, other things, you know?
Well, like, when we go on Twitter and, like, people are trolling and, like, we totally convert a hashtag to something else.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. There was something else that we did that was really incredible one time.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, been a lot of
just
things.
When Trump did something,
yes.
We bought, like, all the tickets to his thing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean, that wasn't just BTS fans. It was K-pop fans.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's just weird. So, hopefully there's some sort of explanation, and I feel like
just hearing that other people had the same problem, though,
makes you feel better.
Gives me so much comfort. So I hope that at least gives you guys, like, a little bit of, like, okay, like, it wasn't just me. Like, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we all had something.
But I think that I really want an explanation, and I'm not sure how it's going to be handled, because I also think that ARMY is often misrepresented as silly preteen girls.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if anyone's going to take the complaint seriously.
I know.
And like I said, even in the past when I've tried to have customer service with Ticketmaster,
they just send you an automated
response. There's like no genuine customer service. And like, I didn't even, like, I sent my email I got for this. I got my automator, and I'm like, I'm done. Like, it's not even, I'm not going to get anywhere.
Well, I have one more question. Like, I know people who did get tickets, and I'm, like, wondering, why did some people not get this code, and why did some people get this code?
I think it's a server thing. Like, when you're connected to their server, it was either, like, quote-unquote, a good connection or like, a corrupted one. And the corrupted ones just kept kicking it back with the error code.
Because I'm like, how did you get, like, I feel like any, because I see, like, a lot of TikTokers who are like, oh, I can't wait to go to the BTS concert. And I'm like, how did
it
you
was
get
just,
tickets?
It was just luck. It was just luck. Getting,
that's what I
getting
feel
the
like.
Good connection. Getting the good
but
connection.
But I'm like, is it really just luck? Or was there, like, things, like, just, like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, how long the person was on there for, or, you know, like, if they were on there for less than 10 minutes, it didn't, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Or
right.
If they were on there for
or
more
the
than
people,
an hour.
The people who were, like, in the queue early, like, did we all get something weird?
Yeah.
But people who, like, logged in right at the, I don't know.
That's
I don't even know
question.
If we'll know. And, like, and, you know, the thing is, like, we may never know.
I don't think we
because
will,
because Ticketmaster may, like, say some things. But if it's their fault,
even,
they're not gonna, like, come out with everything.
Yeah.
You know?
They might not even, like, tell us the full thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We may never know, but I'm just, like,
you're just curious.
I'm just curious, like, what happened?
I know.
Because that was so insane.
Uh-huh. And so disappointing.
It was
so...
We were...
To not know, like, again, had we known, like, if you get this error code, log out, log back in, boom, we would have done it.
Yep.
We would have done it. And we probably would have waited in the queue again for another 25 minutes.
And that would
but at least
fine
we
could
have bought a ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like you said, we looked for one ticket. We looked for two. We looked for three. We looked for four.
Yeah.
Like, none of those numbers were giving us anything. And I just remember.
I mean, they were giving us seats, but then
but they weren't letting us go
when
through.
When we click on them, they'd be like, nope.
I just remember, though, like, I think that the worst part of it was seeing everything go from blue to gray.
Yeah.
Especially because we had such early presale tickets.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing, like, the very front one go to gray.
Well,
and then the next one.
But then, like, even that day, I wasn't that disappointed because, like, well, we'll just buy it on ARMY Day.
I know.
And then we couldn't.
And then we couldn't.
Yeah.
General, everything's gone. Like, what? What the heck?
Cray cray.
I'm praying that your theory about them adding more shows, maybe there's such a high demand that they'll add 2 more shows.
Yeah.
And then they'll have another day for us to
and
buy
they'll
tickets.
Be
it'll, and it'll be solved by then.
And the server, they have like the best IT guys in the whole world working
like on like on call right now, you know what I mean? Like I hope so because like,
wait, can I just say when I say IT guys, I mean guys and girls and theys and it's
and,
like
and whatever.
I just always like whenever I talk about groups, I say guys.
Yeah.
Hey you guys.
Hey you guys.
Like I always say that. Okay. Just saying.
But to complete that I just like look at how they've added shows for other world tours.
No, they might.
I mean?
No,
so
they
really
might.
I'm just like praying. I'm like
they really might
add more shows.
But they should. I mean, like I'm really counting on them doing a global announcement at this point because I'm like. We can't keep saturating LA because we're never going to get anything.
I know.
And we came here to get
stuff. We came here for that. Yeah. But we were honestly like, we were like, well, if we can't get anything to LA, I guess we're traveling somewhere else.
That's so ironic. Yeah. Oh my God, guys. So, it's so ironic. Okay.
We like set ourselves
I'm
up
like,
for success
I'm like,
and it's just gone.
I'm like tired even just going through this again.
No
like
worries.
All the emotion that I went through trying to, I just felt it all again and I'm drained. All right, well, guys, stay tuned for our next episode because we're going to talk about Squid Games.
Yeah.
And, like, it's going to be difficult because we do try to keep this show, like as PG
as PG
possible.
As PG as possible, yeah.
So we're not going to go into a lot of detail, but we want to, like, just discuss it in general as best we can.
Yeah.
Because it's
kind of... Without making it too crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of taken hold of our lives lately.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for listening to us, guys, and feel free to always reach out to us. We love you. Hang in there, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.